Hello and welcome back to the Security Metrics Podcast. My name is Jen Stone. I'm one of the principal security analysts at Security Metrics, and I am very honored to have been asked by the PCI Council to come and do podcast episodes here in Europe, where we are at Dublin, Ireland, at the Convention Center. And I have with me today Candice Pressinger, award-winning payment security leader and director of customer data security at Elavon Europe. Candice, thank you for joining me.
No, thanks for inviting me.
And I know, I mean, that was a title, but I think people love to hear about the people who are involved in this industry. Can you tell us a little bit of your background and how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, so I'm very privileged and honored to be part of the payments community and industry. I started out in it about 20 years ago. I was actually originally a data protection lawyer and looking at what was becoming a limitation of scope and liability around payment security services that we were looking after as part of another merchant's environment. And then at some point, as a huge merchant processing over 40 million transactions per annum at that time, the acquirer approached us and said, well, you know, we need you to become PCI compliant. Mm-hmm. And the business didn't fully grasp that there was an enormous people, process and technology program. I think they believed it was more of a legal derogation and something that I could add a few lines into our contracts and we'd be done. Mm-hmm. But as it transpired, and I, after subsequent investigation, it was quite an extensive program we needed to undertake. We had at that time 27 platforms, 80 third-party service providers, and we needed to start from ground zero.
It's a lot. That is a lot to start from ground zero on.
Yeah. But as it happens, I needed to learn more about it, and I became engaged with the PCI Security Standards Council. I checked everybody I could find on LinkedIn with PCI in their job title, and many of the people I met then are my industry colleagues, and I'm very proud to say friends today. And we've helped each other in various different ways as we've moved around the ecosystem. And I wouldn't be where I am today without the support of all the people in the community.
Oh, well, that is a great summary, and quite a journey. I know that we talked earlier today, and I wanted people to know how excited you were about being in payments and how fun payments is. Can you talk a little bit about the kind of the community feeling, the collaborative feeling of being part of this industry?
Yeah, it's really special. And as I touched on, it's about the people you meet and the support you get, the knowledge sharing, and that we can actually set aside our competitive differences to focus on compliance, focus on helping merchants. It feels like a real community sense of doing the right thing. I started out at British Telecom. I was responsible for their payment security program. I became a PCI SA, so I went from Legal Eagle to Technical Bod. And I was very proud of looking after the disaster emergency appeals and the charitable programs that we have, because I supported the platforms that took all the payments and making those safe. So I really enjoyed doing that. And then at some point, I was approached by the acquirer to come and actually look after other merchants and help them on their journey to security and protecting their customers' data and really helping them with my experience. And when I transitioned, it was amazing. A colleague, actually, Tracy Long, who's now on the PCI Council herself, she was with another acquirer, and she opened her arms and invited me in and shared how they worked and what they did. And honestly, I wouldn't have been able to do half the things I've managed to do or understand everything as quickly as I did without that support.
And that's the theme that I've been hearing over and over again this week, is the collaboration. And it's great to hear these stories. And I'm really happy that you're willing to sit down with me, because you are with an acquirer. And a lot of the people that I talk to are they're a little fuzzy on exactly what the acquirer does as part of the PCI process and the support they can get, how they can engage with them. You know, what is the role of the acquirer in the PCI ecosystem?
So as an acquirer, we're an intermediary. We take the payments from the merchant gateway. We move it across to the brands and settle and then transfer the money. So we're the acquiring bank. So by default, we're part of a merchant's CDE. We are a service provider.
Okay.
So when a merchant needs to validate their PCI security, we will need to provide them with an attestation of compliance to underpin their validation.
Wow, I wish you could say that like really loud three times for all of the acquiring banks that don't understand that piece. Mm. It's a question that a lot of my merchants that I work with have is, how do we get an attestation of compliance from our acquiring bank? And my thought is, what? Because don't you want them to be PCI compliant as acquiring bank? Doesn't that seem like something that should be kind of easy? And I wonder if maybe they're asking the wrong person or if they don't have the right contact. And what's your insight into that for merchants that are maybe struggling with that piece?
Well, certainly the remit I have within the acquirers, I look after the level 1 to 3 merchants, mm-hmm. and we operate a bespoke consultancy practice. We work with each and every merchant, irrespective of where they are on their journey, to whether they're just maintaining PCI compliance or they have questions. We have appointed contacts, and they come directly to us to ask us for the validation, or they have a relationship manager who will equally come to us as the data security team and ask us to share that validation document.
Okay.
So it really oughtn't to be troublesome for merchants.
So it's possible that maybe there's just a miscommunication and they really should be able to expect that and find it. And if they're not getting it, maybe reach out to their relationship manager. And I haven't heard the problem with Elevon. I'm not saying, hey, Elevon is doing a bad job. I'm not saying anyone's doing a bad job. Actually, I think that the acquiring banks have a really important position, and that sometimes just knowing, like you said, this is another service provider supporting their ability to be secure and compliant and be able to meet their PCI obligations.
100%. And if the acquirer is not able or doesn't provide that document, we contractually oblige merchants to become PCI compliant. When we board them, they need to be PCI compliant or at least meet minimum assurances. And one of those assurances is that we will have someone to work with and to help them on their journey. And that document is part of their CDE and therefore would impede the ability to fulfill our contractual obligation.
Right. And I loved what you said earlier today as well about how acquiring banks, they have as much of a vested interest in increasing the security and ensuring compliance as any other part of that kind of supply chain of payments. Mm. And so what are some of the things that you do to help merchants become compliant?
We're really, really focused on helping the merchants, being a partnership and customer closeness. It's very daunting, and especially if a merchant has moved from a level 4 merchant to a level 2, either inorganically or organically, mm-hmm. and they're then in the spotlight for PCI validation and working with my team.
Right.
So depending on how much experience and how much help they need, we operate a program where we partner with world-leading data security practices, QSA companies, and we're one stop for data, all their data security needs. And we'll offer them complimentary consultancy courtesy of Elevon. It could be a half day or one day workshop where the partner will work with the merchant to understand their scope, look at the priority areas, the highest risks, maybe come up with a prioritized approach and a plan that we will then manage and work towards a security and validation with the merchant. But we handhold them from the beginning to, unfortunately, if they have a forensic investigation, we are there with them the whole time, anything they need.
So the prioritized approach, some people might not have heard of this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll be working with a customer that is they're kind of stressed out about the whole PCI process. Mm-hmm. As you know, when you first get a third-party assessment, like you said, if you move suddenly into a level 2 or level 1 and it's something that becomes a much deeper dive into everything going on, mm. it can be pretty daunting sometimes for merchants. Mm. And sometimes they'll panic and say, well, we can't be compliant. And so they kind of throw their hands up and get a little stuck. But you mentioned the prioritized approach, and that's one way that they can take steps forward. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think that's a hugely important point. A lot of merchants, they have a huge scope, or they don't know where to start, and they can either freeze and do nothing, or they don't validate or become compliant because they're focused on this one bit that they can't do. Right. And actually, when you look at the relative risk that a particular area poses, it, you know, they can either agree with us to accept the risk, de-scope that area and validate. But the prioritized approach helps them with a start point because it can be enormous. I mean, look how many security controls there are in the PCI standard. And for a merchant that's new to it, having something where you can, you know, steadily work towards it. And also it helps us to demonstrate to the card brands that the merchant is really actively engaging and is making steady progress towards a secure posture. So it's very important.
And I like what you said about, can we look at how they take payments? Can we de-scope some of these things? I know that a lot of merchants will take payments using solutions provided by their acquiring bank, which infers to me that their acquiring bank should be able to tell them, what are your data flows? You know, what is the SAQ possibly that you could use? Or do you need to comply using a full report on compliance? Is that part of what you do, your services that are offered?
Absolutely, 100%. That is what the bespoke consultancy practice part of the team do. Look at how many transactions, which channels, and therefore which documentation they need to complete to comply. And again, that's part of, if they work with a QSA partner that we help them to access, they will also work through the card data flows, network diagrams, and make sure that they know exactly what they need to comply with. And you touched on, we have all sorts of solutions that help to reduce the scope of their compliance. So we have point-to-point encryption, tokenization, you know, various things that we have to help them minimize the compliance burden.
And I love when people choose the point-to-point encryption or these other things that de-scope them, because then it, not that we don't want them to have security throughout their environment, but let's focus on protecting that cardholder data first. And then the security program, the broader security program, becomes a business decision on things that are outside of the PCI scope. And I think that allows organizations to have a little more flexibility in how they want to approach that broader view towards security. But for organizations, I don't know if you've seen this, but sometimes PCI is a great driver as a beginning towards security, where organizations maybe don't have a comprehensive program.
I 100% agree. And actually, coming back to my sort of legal days and being focused on data protection, and then subsequently being a GDPR practitioner, and where PCI DSS is called out as a baseline standard to protect cardholder data, I actually think it's a fantastic baseline to protect all data. It really is a great place to start. And the fact it's more customizable now. It's not black and white. There are opportunities to create controls that are befitting your particular environment. But it's great to have, you know, the guidance, very updated guidance in PCI version 4, which is excellent. But if you put those controls in place, you are really quite a long way down the road to improving your security posture.
I agree. I think it's a great place to start.
And, absolutely.
And well, as you said, well thought out, and a lot of defense in depth layers. Yeah. It's not just one thing. And so the requirements really kind of complement each other in a very organized way.
And they map onto regulatory obligation. So it's a very good way to achieve a defensible position in the legal world.
Well, it, sort of related to all of this, but maybe a sharp right turn, you're also part of the Women in Payments. Tell me about PCI's program there and maybe some of the awards you won?
I think over the years, I think we are starting to see a lot more women in payments. And I think that's part of the passion I have is to extol the value of being, there are so many roles within the payment ecosystem. It's not just the technical security roles that say you or I have had. It's, you can be in marketing, PR, sales, amazing opportunities. And I think that women are not as forthcoming when it comes to technical. They think it's very technical.
Right.
And so I feel very passionately about being part of the Women in Payments Global Mentor Program and helping others to see the various opportunities that they can have and the wonderful community we have where we're all keen to support and help each other progress. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I was very proud to be part of the PCISSC's award-winning podcast program to help others see what we all have. And I think I just love it so much. I'm always thinking about how we can help merchants. And one of my proud moments was last year winning the Women in Payments Award for Innovation for EMEA, for how we are helping merchants to secure their environments and Yeah,
that's a big deal. Congratulations on that. And very exciting to be able to talk about it. People don't even know that that's something available. So this mentoring and bringing women along in the payments industry. And I speak with people at the community meetings and other places, the number of welcoming inlets for people who are interested in this industry. PCI really has open arms for people.
And that's the magical thing about it. I don't think people outside it can actually, and I want people to come in, can actually appreciate just how special it is. It is a tight-knit community and you give and you get. And I think if anybody shows an interest in it and they go, well, I don't think I could do that because I have no experience, I think it's incumbent upon all of us to say, if you have the right attitude and the interest, you 100% can do this. And you have it's something I think we're all passionate about. Everything ends in a payment and we want to help people do it safely. And, you know, it's just an ever evolving environment, always new and interesting how we've moved from ZipZap machines to cloud, and, you know, it brings challenges, but it's such an opportunity. And I, that's what I like to promote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So any final kind of comments on the acquirer as part of the PCI ecosystem, just to kind of wrap us up?
Yeah, I think people possibly aren't as clear on the role of the acquirer, but we are a key part of the CDE for any merchant. We are here to 100% help with any inquiries, validation needs, and we're your friends, merchant's friends, and we can answer questions and like to think that we're a trustworthy partner when it comes to selecting assessors and helping them understand what products and services they could use to reduce their compliance burdens. So, yeah, I think that's what we do.
Oh, well, thank you. That has been very helpful. And I know that people are going to appreciate understanding more about the acquirer and learning about you, because I went and listened to your podcast and I thought it was pretty cool. Thank you so much. Thanks for watching. To watch more episodes of Security Metrics Podcast, click on the box on the left. If you prefer to listen to this podcast, it's available on all your favorite podcast platforms. See you on the slopes.